This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
One of the many things that's great about Amazon is being able to return a product for free if you're not pleased with it. And while that's great for us, it turns out that it's not so great for Amazon or for the environment.
I always wondered about this because they cracked the code on online shopping because they made it easy to return things, and that set them up for where they're at. But they've made hundreds of billions of dollars, obviously, so it's not hurting them too bad. But what happens to all the stuff we send back? Like, do they go to resale stores, or like, where's it go?
Right. Well, I found this article that estimates the average amount of returns Amazon gets back comes to about 21%.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
And those items that aren't recyclable or resellable end up causing landfill waste issues. So you can't resell them to someone because of hygiene issues,
sure,
things like that. So to help solve this problem, Amazon has come up with a creative idea. They're burning the products,
okay,
to create energy recovery.
Energy recovery means you burn something to produce heat, to produce energy, and you rationalize disposal of goods as a conversion from one form of matter to another.
Okay. I mean, if you, yes, it costs you a bunch of money, but if it saves you a little bit, it's better than just throwing it out. That's actually kind of smart.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. Cause
really?
You
don't like to waste things.
No, I don't. But yeah. Amazon did state that at some point, which they don't have a date in mind,
right,
they would like to get it where they are doing nothing that's wasteful.
Right. Well, what would you rather do with that used toothbrush than somebody return?
Okay, good
yeah,
point.
Yeah, burn it. Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Betty Rock was on vacation. Now she is back. She was in California at Disneyland.
Woo,
what? And she knows so little about Disneyland, though. If I told my wife, who loves Disney more than life itself, some of the things that Betty had said, she would slap the Southern out of you. I'm like, did you go to Downtown Disney? And she's like, I don't know. I think we did. We walked around. I'm like, oh,
well,
my gosh.
Well, it all starts looking the same after a while.
And I had seen some of your posts, too. Like, you were sitting there listening to people's conversations and then
yes,
posting those. So good. So it seems only right. You've got a lot to pull from for mm-hmm. Booyah your weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to give us a story about your weekend and your time, and then we will go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. And the way it works, if you get more yays than boos, you can win a prize when you tell us your story. So this is our example round. What do you got, Rock?
All right. So like you said, I went to Disneyland. We spent 2 days there, and then we went and spent a day at Disney California Adventure.
You did 2 days at Disneyland and then DCA?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Like, well, Disneyland, right, you can do that in a day.
Well, Disneyland we did once. Then we go to California Adventure the second day. And then we go back to Disney the third day.
Okay, Disney sandwich.
So, right. So I've been to California Adventure and I've seen the things. And I saw this ride, Grizzly River Run. And
yes,
I was like, I'd like to do that. But, I mean, no one was saying anything. We had kids with us. And I was just like, I don't know. So then the next day we go to Disneyland and they have a Splash Mountain.
Yes.
Okay. I had seen that while walking past it. And I was like, mm-mm. Because I am not a fan of roller coasters or dropping,
right,
things like that.
And the water ones are the worst because you get soaked and then
right,
you've got to walk around the rest of the day.
You want to save it for the end of the day.
Right.
So anyways, we're back at Disneyland and the friend that I was with, her and her sister were like, oh man, I really want to do Splash Mountain.
Ooh.
And I was thinking, they were talking about Grizzly River Run. And
yeah,
I was like, oh yeah, I'm down. Let's do it. So we go and walk in the line. It's a 20-minute wait because the fireworks are going. So we book
at night.
It. Yeah. So we book it straight there. And I get to the line and I start noticing there are no like tire tubes like there are in the Grizzly River Run.
Yeah.
So at the very last minute, thank goodness I realized it, I pulled out of the
line.
You did not. Oh, come on.
And I left my friend and her sister, and they were like, no, we gotta do it. But they're okay with those rides. And they got to spend sister quality time together.
How soaked were they when they got off the ride?
Pretty soaked.
Yeah, that right there. Okay. Mine's a hybrid. I'm gonna boo you for leaving the line at the end. If you go all the way through the line, you gotta finish this thing.
But I didn't know. I was confused. There was a miscommunication
yes.
somewhere.
Yeah, but then I am gonna yay you for not getting soaked, because that is the I hate that. I don't do water rides anymore as an adult, just for that reason. Because there's something about how your undergarments ride up on you.
It does.
It's just it's not fun to walk.
You wanna bring
like
baby powder with you?
Yes, I know. See, you want to boo this story right now, Rock? But I'm telling you, it's the truth. Gavin Bouye.
It's a boo as well, because I don't like sweating in a way where I'm like, it alters the way my clothes fit.
Right.
I will say, though, it was the end of the day.
You know,
you could have gotten wet and then gone home and changed.
Right.
It would have been done.
You should have done
it. So I think you're giving me a yay.
That is a total boo. And how did you get yay out of that? All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. You've seen how it works here. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you have a story, we will take your story right now. 855-33-WAY-FM for Booyah Your Weekend. So what do you got?
Well, we had a wonderful weekend. So I kept my grandbaby, and this weekend was Disney on Ice here in Louisville. So we took the grandbaby, and she wore her beautiful Frozen dress so that she looked like Elsa. And we went to Disney on Ice, which was outstanding. They had all the characters and princesses that she loved and put on a great show. We had great seats.
Okay.
It was so awesome.
I love when parents let little girls dress up or little boys dress up as their favorite characters and take them out. I think it's so great. First of all, that's great. So that would be a yay there. Okay, now when you finish there, they have all the things that they're selling, like creative light up wands and different things like that. Yeah, so what did you get?
We got the Frozen wand that lit up and sparkled to match her Frozen outfit.
You're getting a yay. You're getting a yay, because you can't go all that way and then not wrap it up with a souvenir. So that is a yay from me.
I'm going to also give you a yay, because I know that I've had things like that for me when I was a little kid, and I still remember them to this day. Of course, it wasn't Disney. It was more like...
It was Mule Day.
Yeah, it was Mule Day. But boy, howdy, I got that light up Mule wand, and I was happy.
Right?
That was a cattle prod.
Still fun.
So, Stacy, what is your Booyah Your Weekend story?
Yesterday at church, a young girl was baptized, and anytime a child says they want to dedicate their life to Christ, I get so emotional. And I went to pick my 11-year-old up after the big service, and she was in the children's group, and walking out of church, she said, "Hey, Mom, when can I be baptized?" Now, she had no idea what I had experienced, and the tears started flowing. You know, weekend made.
Oh, yeah. Those are great moments when your kid's like, "I want to get baptized." I remember my daughter saying, "I want to get baptized, Dad," and I threw her in the pool, and I'm like, I was just getting her ready. That was like a practice round. I'm like, okay, this is what you need to be prepared for. But no, that's a great moment. You cannot boo that. I'm going to 100% yay that story. That's great. Betty Rock, on the other hand, I think she's got a boo loaded up.
No! I would give a boo to you, Wally. No, I think that's a yay as well. Like Wally was saying, you can't boo something like that. That's awesome. Well, and also when your daughter gets baptized, make sure that there's no big water bugs in the water, because that's what happened to me when I got baptized. I looked in there and there's this huge water bug dead.
Oh, no.
Just floating on the top of the water. It was gross.
No, I'll make sure it's sanitized.
Yeah. Your kid's probably also not going to get baptized in a horse trough. So
probably not.
School is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Full disclosure, what had happened was Betty was working. I was in the other room. I've injured my legs and could not get here fast enough to start the Monday school segment. So now I'm winded because I ran on two badly pulled calf muscles.
You, sir, are an American hero.
Okay. So let's do a little Monday school here. Easter has become a lot of things other than about Christ. It's the Easter bunny, Easter eggs, Easter baskets. And like, there's nothing wrong with that stuff. Like, I grew up with that stuff. But like Christmas, we can't let Easter get hijacked by culture. And so with all the distractions in this world, and not just on Christmas and Easter, it's easy to get distracted and miss Jesus in our daily lives as well. And so, and I got to tell you, man, like when you think about the Easter story, nothing could be less pastel or less cute and fluffy than the crucifixion. I mean, this was the Son of God willingly giving his life in the most painful, excruciating way possible to die at the time. For both you and me, even today. But our pastor focused on the fact that Jesus spoke from the cross seven times and the significance of everything that was said, you know.
I didn't even realize that because I know seven is the number of completion in the Bible. I didn't realize it was seven times.
I've never really thought of that before. You know, and his words show forgiveness, salvation, separation, humanity, triumph, and completion all in just a few phrases. Like, right out of the gate, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, he was tasked going and interceding on behalf of these people that were doing the worst thing possible to him, saying, God, forgive them. Mm-hmm. Still offers us forgiveness today. He offered salvation to the thief on the cross. Today you'll be with me in paradise. That gift is still coming to us today. And then it starts to get a little darker. My God, why have you forsaken me? He was separated from God because of the sin he took on for us. And the parallel is that sin separates us from God as well, still to this day. This was, I think, the most interesting one that I'd never really thought about. He said, I thirst. And that's when they gave him the vinegar and the wine on the sponge.
Yes.
Because, again, it's a crazy, horrible way to die. But, like, it shows that he was still in human form, too. He was all God and man. And this shows the side of him that was suffering. And he understands that. He understands pain and hurt. And that, I think, is vital for us to have a relationship with him and not this disconnected deity. You know, he understood what we go through. And then finally, he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. He was going home after his ultimate sacrifice. And for us, that's the end game, is going home to live in paradise.
And like what you said, you know, it's not fluffy and pastel-y and stuff, but what an awesome gift it really is, and something you don't want to lose your perspective on, the value of.
And it's a gift that comes with a price. You know, there's no free lunch. This cost him everything,
right?
So that you could have, and I could have, eternal life. So while we do Easter things like baskets and hunts, let's not forget the real story that is Easter this year. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
Betty Rock, are you familiar with that Netflix Get Organized with the Home Edit TV show? Have you seen that by any chance?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, you haven't? I'm a little surprised. There's this two girls, the Home Edit. It's on Netflix, and they have a company. It's basically kind of like that Marie Kondo, like getting rid of things and organizing things. They did it with Reese Witherspoon, like was their kickoff.
Oh, yeah. Does it bring you joy?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So they basically, you know, that's what they do for a living, and it's great. They started their own business and tore it up. But Clea, one of the founders, announced that she has breast cancer and was encouraging other women to be their own advocates for their health. And when you hear her story, you go, oh, my gosh, really? Here's what she said. She had gone to her OBGYN and said, hey, you know, I something's wrong. I need to come in. And they're like, well, we can't see you for a couple months.
Yep.
And she's like, well, no, something's wrong. I need to come in. I found a lump. Mm-hmm. We can't see you for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy
town. Oh, I know. And you have to just keep calling and hoping that they can get you
okay,
in.
Okay, so you this is a normal thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I mean, because it's like
you have to hope somebody cancels their appointment.
Early detection is so vital in this. And so it's like, what in the world? So she did an end around. She went to her primary care physician and got a mammogram through them.
Oh.
And then basically they found that she had cancer and it was aggressive. And so she goes back and is like, look, I have proof. I need this done.
Yeah.
So she had to force her own, you know, OBGYN and her own people to take her seriously and do something about it that could save her life. It's crazy to me.
That is terrible.
Yeah, so she actually ended up doing like a double mastectomy. And she said, had I not taken this on myself, I would be in a completely different situation right now. The most important thing for everyone to remember is that I found these tumors myself. I felt something. I said something. I'm begging you. I'm pleading with you. Fight for your own testing, your own scans, even if your doctor is not being helpful.
And it's so sad because, you know, we live in a country where we're giving great health care.
Yeah.
And yet you still have to fight to get in sometimes to see the people that you need to. Thankfully, she did. Did they say how old she is?
Oh, she's young. She's like in her 30s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so it's like, for hearing you say, oh, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
Is jarring to me with something this serious. They got to get a better system for that for sure.
I know. Well, hopefully this attention to it might solve some issues.
Exactly. Yeah. Raising that red flag for people for sure. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your news for this hour.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we love talking to kids, and that's why we do Are You Kidding Me, where only kids can call with whatever it is we're talking about. We just want your opinions on this. And there was a science teacher in North Carolina who was on maternity leave, and she posted a video of like her 6-year-old students offering her tips on how to soothe a crying baby, which I thought was adorable. Yeah, they're like, make it fruit salad, you know? Who knows?
So random.
One of the kids like, it worked for me. Another one like, give them cotton candy.
That would work for me. Yeah. There you go.
That's what I love about kids. Kids just tell you what the deal is, you know, and stuff like this. And so I started thinking about this, and I'm sorry if this is going to get you into a where do babies come from conversation, but have your kid call. I'm curious, like, if you as a kid right now, you're listening to this, because kids just have random things in their head that I want to pull out. If your mom came to you and said, we're having another baby, you're going to get a brother or a sister, and you can name it, what would you name it and why? Like, my neighbors did that for they let Finley, they were going to, let Finley help name her sibling, and she came up with Heartflower Baby Bunger, because her last name was Bunger. And to this day, I still call that kid Heartflower.
No, you don't.
Yeah, they went with Nora. But
so original.
I know, but Heartflower Baby Bunger, I thought was ingenious.
Wow. Okay.
If you are a kid, you can only call now if you're a kid, 855-33-WAY-FM. Ask your parents first to make sure it's cool, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you were going to have a baby brother or sister, what would you name it and why? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. First of all, Audrey, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. Okay, so the question is, if your mom came to you and said, we're having a baby brother or sister for you, and you can name it, what would you name it and why?
Well, I think I would name it Danielle Catherine, because that was what my name was supposed to be.
Your name was supposed to be Danielle Catherine? Okay, so that's for a girl. Because I'm thinking, man, that's mean if it's a boy.
So why did they change your name to Audrey?
Because my brother hated it.
Oh, so they let your brother weigh in on your name? Oh, wow, that's kind of crazy. Yes. Would you have rather gone with Danielle Catherine?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay, so Audrey works for you?
Yes, my brother wanted to call me Carr.
See, that's why I love kids. I kind of think Carr works for you, too. I think you could pull that off, Audrey.
I don't think so.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kimora, you are on with us here. It is Are You Kidding Me?, where we're just talking to kids right now about this question. If your mom and dad told you that you were going to get a little baby brother or sister, what would you want to name it and why?
I want to name it Spring, because it's springtime.
Oh, that sounds nice. I always try to make things a little bit like one layer deeper. And like I might would go past tense because I think there are other people named Spring, but I've never met anyone named Sprung.
Or Sprang.
Or Sprang, yeah. Well, that's why Betty says Spring. I am a big fan of irony. Hey, it's Wally, and recently I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and that's where you pull money out of your home to use on whatever you want. You can add a pool, redo a kitchen, or a master bath, pay off debt. It's your call. So my UFM guy, Ryan, showed me all of my cash out refinance options, and I took the one that gave me a bunch of cash without having my monthly payment go up a dime. But then something weird happened. I was ready to buy a couple jet skis, build an outdoor fireplace, purchase a new car. But the irony is, somewhere along the way, having that much money available to me actually made me do the unthinkable. It made me responsible. Ick! It made me think about how I can maximize this gift in my life to better my family long term. Sure, we'll do something fun with part of the money, but I got more than I could have saved in 5 or 10 years of working. And that's life changing. So see how they can help you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
So imagine that you're a high roller. You've been planning a date night. You guys are going to start out at a steakhouse, let's say Longhorn.
Okay.
You say, order whatever you want. You both end up with the filet mignon, because that's what you do when you're, you know, a high roller.
Yeah, when you're balling.
And then for some reason, you go to a movie afterwards, because that's a great way to end the night. And for some reason, you're not as full from that filet mignon, so you decide to get a bowl or a bucket of popcorn as well.
So first of all, you have to call your mortgage broker and refinance your house so that you can afford to get the popcorn.
So you are looking at those receipts later, though.
Oh, absolutely. It's brutal.
And you're looking at the price of the popcorn, the price of the filet, and you start thinking to yourself, oh, that's like they're both kind of equal pricing. They are finding out right now, a study found that the average price per ounce for popcorn at movie theaters currently is higher than the price per ounce of a filet mignon.
Oh, absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I have
it's
no
popcorn.
Problem. Yeah, I have no problem believing this because you pay $8-$9 for a bag of popcorn, which weighs nothing and costs them nothing to make.
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean, like the profit margin on popcorn in a movie theater is staggering.
Now, I am one of those individuals that I will bring my own popcorn.
Really?
But I don't need popcorn when I'm watching a movie, but I have met so many people that are like, I can't watch a movie without eating popcorn.
I don't know what they did or how they do it.
I tell you what they do.
Yeah.
They set up that fresh smell, and right when you walk through the door, you can smell the butter, you can smell the popcorn.
And I can tell you, whatever machine they have that makes the fresh popcorn smell, it ain't the same popcorn that you get.
You're like,
oh, this smells so good. It's buttery. It's light. This will be great. And then you're like, how is this 4 days old? Like the thing that you get.
Yes.
I always hate trying to time it when you're watching something pop. Like I'll wait until I see something like popping and then I'll be like, then I'll go try to get my popcorn.
Because
it's fresh.
Yeah. And I'll be like, hey, can I get it out of the fresh stuff? I mean, Like, seriously. Because they put it in the, like, these buckets now that's been there for hours and scoop it. So, wait. Do yourself a favor. If you're paying as much for popcorn as you are for steak per ounce, you should definitely get the good stuff. Yeah, the 16-year-old kid working behind the counter is going to hate you. But who cares? Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I get emails every day from people that are like, man, I'm trying to find a good church. I just haven't found a church that connects with me yet. And I think it's important to be in a church, you know? And so, like, I feel bad for these people, but I'm like, you got to try on a bunch of churches till you find the one that's right for you. It's kind of like dating, honestly, you know, and it's nice now online. You could even go and watch a service online and doesn't have to be as awkward. Then if you like the past, you go, oh, maybe I'll go there and see how it feels and stuff. For me, I had moved to Nashville from Atlanta, and I was looking for a new church, and somebody said, hey, why don't you try out this church? And I went to their first thing that they did. It was like a barbecue, and it was like a get-together barbecue thing. So I went there, and as I drove up and got out of my car, walked out, they had a DJ, and I heard this playing. Don't stop believing. And I'm like, I was like, oh my gosh, a church that's playing Journey at their barbecue?
Something tells me when you enter the gates of heaven, this is what you want to hear.
Oh, I hope so.
Not Chris Tomlin.
And I really hope that Steve Perry's there. And then in some magical way, God has given me a great voice in heaven. And then Steve and I do a duet, which would be amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, but like to me, in all seriousness, I went, okay, this is a church I connect with because they're not about being like overly like spiritual. Like, because the default would be play a Chris Tomlin song and look like really religious to everyone around you, but then when you are driving home and you're listening to Christian music and Journey, you know, or whatever. So I was like, to me, I'm like, oh, that's kind of in my mindset. I loved it. And I went there for like 9 years, you know, and it started from that moment.
You could almost say that Journey helped bring you closer to God.
Journey helped me on my journey. Yes, on my spiritual journey, for sure. Because I learned a lot from that church and that pastor, for sure, that I use every day still in this job. So here's what I'm curious about. How did you know your church was for you? You know, and maybe it's something weird like the Journey story that I have or whatever, but like I'd love to know how you knew. Like, this is the church that clicks with me. And maybe it's something unusual for you that might help somebody else as they're trying to process this and find that church home for themselves, you know, to maybe think of it in a different way and look at it differently. Look for different things, maybe. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number. That's how you can always be on the show. We love having you on. You're the lifeblood of this show. So 855-33-WAY-FM. How did you know your church was for you? So, Chris, why did you know that your church was for you, or how did you know?
So with me, I've been to at least 50 to 60 different churches before I finally settled on the one that I'm at now.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah. And the one I go to now is a Pentecostal evangelical. But with them, they don't care what you wear as long as you're wearing something that covers your body.
You know what? I think that's a good rule for not even churches, but for Denny's.
Exactly. Like, you could literally walk in there with a pair of swim trunks on for pants, and they would not care.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. When I was a kid, I worked in a surf shop, and so I was working Sundays, and I remember to this day, I had gone surfing, and I actually, as a kid, a 16-year-old kid, went to church before I went to work, and I had my baggies on, and it was a deacon at this old church in Lake Worth, and he chastised me for coming to church in a bathing suit. And I didn't go back to church for probably 4 years after that. Because it was like, well, you've just told me everything that I had feared about church, and I don't want anything to do with it. And it messed with me as a kid. And so, and that's why like this kind of stuff is important. Having a place where people can go and feel welcome is vital. And definitely that's how you know you're in a good church.
Exactly.
Sabrina, what was it for you that let you know that this was your church?
When I walked into the church for the first time, there were greeters at the door. I was a single parent, and I had my kids with me. They hugged each one of us and took me into the sanctuary. I felt such a sense of community and outreach and love, and I knew right then that that was my church family and my church home.
See, this is why there are so many different churches, and everybody does it a little bit differently, and some things connect with people, other things don't. Like, if I had walked in and someone I don't know had hugged me, I would have been like, that was weird, and walked right back out, you know? But for you, it was what you needed. Maybe being that single mom, you're like, I need a place that's going to wrap their arms around me and my kids and that I can be a part of. And it worked for you. It clicked for you.
It did.
Now, Rock, you recently switched churches. I'm curious, like, what was it about this new church that you're like, yeah, I like this place. I'm going to stay here.
I found a group of people that I really clicked with that were in the same boat as me, as in being a single Christian woman. And they actually pay attention to when I'm not there. They check in on me and actually want to hang out with me. That's a big
wellness
deal.
Check. Right. That's a sign of a good church. You know, like if you're not there, they call the cops.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we like to do this thing called Mind Blown. Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
And the attempt is to make you the most interesting person in any room you walk in. So I'll have the gang ask me like a category, and I will pull a nugget of wisdom from my brain and show you how it works if we're at a party. Gavin, let's start with you.
Can you give me a presidential nugget?
You know, they always say don't talk about politics at parties and stuff like that. But sometimes it comes up, and what if you can diffuse like a political charged conversation with something like this. Did you know, Gavin, I'm glad you brought up presidents. That's pretty cool. Did you know that there has not been a president since William Howard Taft that had one of these?
It's not like something simple like a dog or a
I'm gonna
pet.
A wooden leg.
Great question. See, sometimes I'll take my nugget and I'll re-ask it as a question to engage you.
I actually thought that the wooden leg was a good one, but a cane, like an actual cane.
Very good. I guess.
It's kind of a leg.
Okay, that is good. I think, was it Wilson? Woodrow Wilson that would have had a cane? One guy had the wheelchair. now I'm getting out of my... this is where you should
tell
not riff.
Tell us more.
Yeah, this is
now
where...
you're losing me.
Yeah, here's the lesson. Don't go off of what you already know and just start riffing, okay? Just stick with the stuff I tell you. There hasn't been a president with facial hair since Taft, who was 1908 to 1912. He had a mustache.
Huh.
Yeah.
And those aren't.
Think about it.
I think that's something we should bring back.
Yeah, I'd like to see and you think about it, I think only dictators are ones that have had mustaches and stuff. Yeah, maybe it's not a good thing.
Maybe not.
Betty Rock, go ahead, wow me.
All right, I'm going to throw out something that I think you know nothing about or you shouldn't know anything about. Pregnancy.
Oh, okay. You know what? I actually do have something on this.
Oh, no.
But I will tell you this. You have to be very careful with this fact, okay?
Uh-oh.
I think women could probably use this fact more easily than guys. Let me see if I can nuance it.
Okay.
And I would say, oh, you know what? Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I feel for women what they go through when they're having a child because I can't even imagine. You guys are heroes. You got to set it up like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you drop this little nugget on him. Did you know that women who have slightly bigger dairy heirs, the hynies, are more likely to give birth to smarter kids?
What?
Yeah, I know, right? Now,
what?
Betty Rock is fully engaged because, this one day could be her.
A minute. I think that's
ridiculous.
No, do you
know why? No, because the omega-3 fatty acids that are being stored somehow help the baby's brain development.
That explains so much why I am so dumb.
Yeah, your mom is pretty tiny. And there you go. See? You just engage people and you wowed them. That's why we do Mind Blown. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend. But now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club. And let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None
of that. Yeah, but none of that does any good. But In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
After 16 seasons on ABC, Dancing with the Stars is no more!
Yes! That is such great news.
I thought you were a big fan of Dancing with the Stars.
Not at all.
But you're always talking about it.
No, I was raised Baptist, and so dancing with anybody, least of all stars, was a sin.
Ah.
And so,
You're happy to hear that it's no more?
Oh, absolutely. I just didn't like the show. It's not what I'm into. And it was Dancing with the B-rate celebrities and stuff.
Yeah, when
they
say celebrities, they're using that term loosely.
For sure. Yeah. So it's gone. Okay.
Well, it actually is no longer available to view on ABC. So it had been able to view when you turn on ABC, but it's instead moving to Disney Plus.
Oh, that's not good.
In the fall.
Oh, that's worse than being done.
No. They're signing on with Disney Plus along with two season renewals. So they're going to get
two more seasons,
okay? Right. And this Dancing with the Stars will be the first live series on Disney Plus.
Now, I wonder if they're testing it or if this is where shows go to die.
Maybe, perhaps. Right. Now, I did research a little bit on why they were moving. Okay. It turns out that ABC wants to do something with Monday Night Football, so they want to play
more
games.
And that will make them lots of money,
yeah. They want to play more games, and so they're getting rid of Dancing with the Stars.
What in essence happens for this, though, too, is they also might spur their subscribership to Disney Plus. Because say you had 1 million people that are diehard fans of this, but they doesn't have Disney Plus. Now all of a sudden you've moved this product over, and if you want it, you have to get it only there. So now you're subscribing. So now they're making money off football and off dancing, which would be real interesting.
Well, I'm telling you what, like, Disney needs our money. I mean, I went to Disneyland recently, and the charges that they have
it's
on
amazing.
A bottled water.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
It's got a Disney sticker on it, and now it's worth $10.
Thank the Lord people do it. I have stock. So thank you, Rock, for your patronage.
Oh, dang
you're
it.
Helping my retirement. Every bottle, every Mickey Mouse ice cream you had, it's like
added
money in my
to
pocket.
Your pocket. Yeah. If I could take it all back, I would.
Well, there you go.
Well, if Dancing with the Stars is not your kind of show, no worries. There are more than plenty of options for you. 817,000 options, to be exact. Back in 2020, we only had around 600,000, so you have plenty of options.
It's interesting. With all the streaming and all the shows and networks and things like that, it's amazing how I can sit there and go through all of my services and go, that's nothing on. But apparently there's 816,000 things to watch, and I don't want to see any of them some days. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty Rock recently returned from her vacation to California, and you had a good time out at Disney and things like that, but I saw a couple of her posts, and you were shocked, floored, at how much gas was out there.
It was almost $7 a gallon.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. How do taxi drivers do it? How do Uber drivers, does it just come out in the wash? I mean, I just don't understand.
Yeah, the average gas price has just risen like crazy over the last, little bit here. It's like almost double what it was a couple years ago. So definitely not good. But I saw your post. One of the pictures, it had a gas station that had $6 a gallon for that. So we're going to play a little game here right now with you, okay? Can you take me higher?
Drop it, drop it, drop it.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you an item that I found on Amazon, okay? Mm-hmm. And all you will have to do is tell me, is this item more or less than a gallon of California gas, okay?
Okay, that should be easy.
Yeah, it should be. So, like, here, let's try this. Eyelash curler for women. I know you use these all the time, Betty mm-hmm. Rock. So mm-hmm. is that more or less than $6 for gas in California?
Less.
It is less. You said that very confidently.
Final answer. Because, I mean, they can't be more than $6. Or they shouldn't be more than $6.
There's a lot of technology that goes into making eyelashes look that good.
It's just a spring.
I know. You would think that. But you know what? You're right. It was
yes!
actually $2.49. What? So way cheaper. You could almost buy three of those.
Yeah.
And you only have two eyes. So you buy two and you've spent less than a gallon of gas and you can do one for each eye. All right. So that's the way this is going to work. We're going to play with you now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play our little higher lower game, all you have to do is tell us if the item I give you is worth more or less than a $6 gallon of gas in California. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Lil, thanks for joining us today.
Hi.
Now, Betty Rock just got back from California. Lil, have you ever been out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you have. So you know how expensive things are normally. Well, with our current gas shortage, crisis, whatever you want to call it, gas is like $6 a gallon out there, which is crazy. So what I'm going to do, Lil, is I'm going to give you an item I found on Amazon, and all you have to do is tell me if the price is higher or lower than that $6 gallon of gas, okay?
Okay.
A Pawrific Pets pet hair removal mitt. So how much do you think that is? Is it more or less than that $6 gallon of gas?
More.
More.
I would agree with that. I have one of those mitts, and let me just say they're not worth buying because they don't work.
No. Really?
No.
Well, you guys both overpaid. This mitt is $3.99.
No.
Yes. Okay, so no point there. Did not see that coming. Here we go. More or less than that $6 gallon of gas. Cracker Barrel, sharp white cheddar oven-baked macaroni and cheese dinner. Now, if it helps, it's a 12.3-ounce bag, and Betty's hungry.
More.
More. Okay, so you went more the first time, and you stayed on that, Betty Rock.
I would agree with you. I think it's worth every bit of money that comes with it, every cheesy goodness.
And the fact you put a name brand on it, like Cracker Barrel, not just like Velveeta,
right.
Is going to raise the price. $6.18, just Whoa. Barely more.
All right.
All right, so nicely okay. done. All right, so here we go. This is your final one. This is something near and dear to Betty Rock's heart or another part of her. Poo-pourri toilet spray. The original citrus scent, 2 ounces. Ugh. Is that worth more or less than a $6 bottle of gas? And tell me, or I'm sorry, tank of gas, gallon of gas.
I
got lost there, sorry. So what are you going to say? Is it more or less?
Less. The 2 ounce less.
As it turns out, it's worth any price you pay. It is $8.99.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, right?
Oh.
I've never had to buy this before.
They keep it in the women's restroom here at the station. Yeah. And to me, well, I don't it's just nasty.
I'm sorry that didn't work out for you, but you know what? We love you, Lil, and we love having you on with us. We have a lovely parting gift for you just for being on the show and playing with us, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I love your show.
You're too kind.
We're sending you a bottle of poo-pourri.
Yeah, slightly
Yay!
Used.
Slightly used.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have this really cool thing called the Prayer Wall. And it's so simple. Like, you do this at your small group all the time. Like, hey, pray for so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I got this going on in my life. And those people pray for you and stuff. But then you never know when they're praying for you the rest of the day. And that's what's so cool about the prayer wall.
That's right. When you go to wayfm.com, you can find the prayer wall. And when you do, you can post anything that's on your mind, on your heart. And it could be for you. It could be for someone that you know. But when you post that, others get on the prayer wall. Maybe they're there to post their own request, but they can read your requests as well and pray for it. And when they do, they can click this little box. And once that box is clicked, you get a notification on your phone or through your email just saying, hey, somebody prayed for you.
And you know, if you believe God works in mysterious ways, which I do, and you believe in his timing, that those messages seem to pop up at just the right time, you know, when mm-hmm. you need them. And I think that's what's the coolest part about that. But Pastor Chad, who watches over the prayer wall, had sent this thing out that was showing what types of prayer requests were coming out. And there's a really nice graph and everything like that. But like, you know, like, 2% of people on the prayer wall are praying for addiction. And so I'm like, oh, and then here's Allie right here. I'm a meth addict of 30 years. I've been clean for 106 days by the grace of God, but I'm on my own. I'm in recovery. Don't know sure how or if I'm going to make it, you know? So there's somebody that's struggling through something, you know, very personal and is looking for prayer. And I this is where I just believe that people rallying around her and praying for her, those messages are going to come right at the right time of temptation. Because that's the thing. The Bible never says that you're not going to be tempted. The Bible says that there is temptation, but where there's temptation, there will be a way out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like that message, getting a notification on your phone that somebody just prayed for you might be your way out, might be your moment to reset you and to make you go, you know what? I'm going to make a different choice now.
And that's what's so great about the prayer wall. It's easy to affect someone's life for the better just by praying for someone on the prayer wall.
And the crazy thing is it does something for you too when you pray. So mm-hmm. we'd love to have you be part of the prayer ministry here. Think of it that way. You're part of the prayer ministry going on here at wayfm.com when you pray for people and you post your prayer requests. So again, you can check it out. It's our prayer wall. WayFM.com.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. Three rap fire good news stories coming at you because the real news and the regular news can be a little bit heavy, so we want to lighten things up. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
Here is a sign that things are kind of getting back to normal after these last couple years of COVID. The White House Easter egg roll is back on after a 2-year hiatus. It's set for next Monday, April 18th.
Nice.
What's
that's got to be good.
Easter egg roll?
I believe that it is just like on the grounds of the White House. You're doing like an Easter egg hunt for a lot
of
kids.
No, you roll it with spoons and stuff, and it's like a relay thing.
Yeah. Does the president partake?
He's the master of ceremonies, typically.
With bunny ears?
Yeah, no. There's still a little dignity.
A little fluffy tail?
Nope. So there you go. Like, that's good. If Washington's getting back to normal, then that's good news for everybody.
Looking up.
Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There are three people in Cleveland who spent several hours rescuing a kitten that was stuck in a drainage pipe 8 feet down.
Nice.
I watched the video on it. The thing was super tiny, and they created like a lasso to try and hook it so that they could pull him up.
What end did they get him by? They get him by the neck?
I think so, yeah.
They have strong necks.
But anyway, stop. But then once they got him up, he wasn't breathing.
Well, because they lassoed
stop
him by
it.
The neck.
This is good news.
I know, I'm waiting
and
for
so
it.
So the old man that was helping rescue gave CPR to the kitten, and now he's okay.
Huzzah! There you go. There's the good news for you. This is sad news, but there's actually kind of a good news as part of this. This lady led quite a life. Mimi Reinhart, she just passed away on Friday at the age of 107. You think, wow, how is this good news? But it's her life. She was actually Oscar Schindler's secretary. She was the one who actually typed out what became known as Schindler's List. Remember the movie?
Yes.
She was the secretary, and together they helped save hundreds of Jews in World War II by designating them as essential workers. And so there are so many people that are alive today with families that are continuing to go on because of the risk that she took and what she did.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
That
is awesome. What a legacy.
There you go. And that's your good news giddy up for today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.